I'm James Stewart, and this is Timeline from VPR Classical. Musical labels are useful. The title of a genre or style comes in handy in the record store, on the radio, or for streaming services. Because when you click on or tune into a station, it's helpful to know what programming to expect. But these labels can also be problematic and divisive. Today, there are many labels that separate the musical landscape, but none are more controversial than the terms popular music and classical music. Popular music isn't an invention of the 20th century. There have always been songs and tunes that resonate with people, something to whistle and hum throughout the day. Every culture on the planet has developed their own brand of popular music. What happened in the 20th century was a shrinking of culture. The world was getting increasingly smaller and more connected, allowing access and influence across geographical and political boundaries. Commercial interests and studios began to systematize the production, image, and presentation of the music and the artists performing it. By the 1950s, rock and roll had made its way across the Western world, and in the 80s, nearly every person on the planet had heard the name Michael Jackson, the king of pop. Today, classical music seems to mean anything either written before World War I or something with strings and orchestra. But there are 1,000 years of works stretching back along our shared history, and the term classical is a poor way to define them. The actual classical era, the time of Haydn, Mozart, and Beethoven, barely covers 5 decades of the 18th and 19th centuries. It's also important to remember that this music was popular, and these composers would often reference, preserve, or create the folk tunes of their day. Mozart's style was an amalgamation of genres from across Europe. Beethoven would often quote popular tunes within his chamber works. Brahms preserved and arranged 144 German folk songs. The Russian Five created a national style that embraced their heritage. Bartok, Smetana, and Kodály devoted a good portion of their effort to recording the folk traditions of their homeland. And Sibelius wrote tunes so familiar to the public consciousness, the most honestly believed that they had always existed. History, circumstances, culture, and time is what truly decides what music remains. Sometime in the future, these songs and artists that we consider to be popular today will become standards and eventually classics. Not everything heard today will stand the test of time, but we do have a rich repertoire of songs, symphonies, concerti, operas, music that already has. So don't let the label stand in the way of exploring this human expression of music. Find out more about the history of Western music and follow the timeline at vpr.net/timeline.